It's good to know that God is building his church, and it is a victorious church. And one of my challenges as leader, and our challenge as leaders of the church, is to work with God on building his church. And I've been reminded this morning as we've been worshipping that he says that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So God never changes. His heart towards us never changes. His purpose for his church never changes. We've just got to work out with him, by revelation of the Holy Spirit, what that means. Now, I just want to read a statement this morning regarding something that we're planning on doing, which is quite exciting. And I'm going to read it because I want to get it right. Otherwise, I'll be making it up sometimes. Okay, so here we go. As a church, we believe that we are called to be the best that we can be in demonstrating the truth of God inside church and in our community. We do this through the values and interaction of our church structure and vision, and through each one of our members. Our aim is to grow in faith and in the way we represent God to our community. As a world, we are facing some of the fallout from the COVID pandemic. That's financially, emotionally, and physically. And as a church, we're still trying to come to terms with the impact that this has had on us here at Carmel Christian Centre. We're also facing something that is on its way, aren't we, in terms of financial pressure, in terms of our utility bills, etc. We don't know where that's going to take us. As leaders, we've seen a number of changes in church life that we want to understand. The pandemic has left many feeling differently about life and what they consider the most important areas they want to invest their time into, and this includes the church. This seems to be the same across the whole of the UK church organisations and in every denomination. There's been a change in the way we're looking at church. So we want to take a fresh look at church post-pandemic to try and understand how to do things in a new way to enable us to continue to grow as individuals and as a church in the community. There's nothing wrong, don't panic. But we want to see how to move forward from this place. We're simply looking at how we look at the last 2.5 years and look to our future. At the Assemblies of God conference this May, a new project called Healthy Church was launched. Primarily, it's a holistic look at church life with a view to encouraging growth by identifying strengths and weaknesses, and through consultation, put processes in place that bring the church to full health. We felt this would give us an opportunity to look at Carmel Christian Centre in a positive way and help us assess everything that we do. We've asked Ian Watson, who we know here, he's a spiritual man. He's been a credible senior leader in Assemblies of God and been the minister of a very successful church in Bolton. We've asked him to head up our Healthy Church assessment and as a consultant guide us through the process. This will mean that he'll visit us throughout the next 12 months and work with the elders to move us to the next level as leaders and as a church in our community. We've scheduled a number of visits on a Sunday morning and also meetings with the elders to assess our current church health and through his consultation consider how best to introduce any changes that may be required. Please feel free to discuss this with any of the church leaders, but we are excited all the time when we look to the future because Jesus is building his church and the gates of hell will not prevail against it, and we want to be in on that bit, and that's why we're doing what we're doing. When we met this morning, just before our service, Sue said it's like going for a health check, and we do that regularly, don't we? Sometimes we feel something's not quite right, something's not working, something needs to change, and we go to our GP for a health check. And sometimes they say, you know what, you're okay, you don't need to do anything. Sometimes they don't, do they? They say, we've got to look at this area because it's not working properly in your body. And that's what we're doing now. We're just making some assessments about where we are as a church and what we're going to do to actually allow God to work in our lives in a greater way. So please feel free to come and talk to us, ask us. We're not hiding anything. We want to be as open as we can in this process, but we're looking at a 12-month journey and we don't know what that means in 12 months, but we do want to be part of a successful, growing church that represents Jesus Christ in this community in the best way that we can. Well, thank you for that. And Jed's going to come and bring the word to us.